Hello, everybody. This is Patrick Motes, sports editor for the Bell Ringer newspaper, and welcoming you back to a special edition of the Sports Squad from Augusta University's Department of Communication and Bell Ringer Phoenix Media. Today's show will be an update on the Augusta University's baseball and softball programs and what they've been up to this fall and what they have in plan for this winter and upcoming spring seasons. Joining us today are special guests Britt Kelly from the baseball team and Shelby Summerlin from the softball team. Guys, welcome in. Hope you guys are doing well this morning.
How's everybody doing?
How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. You know, finals are getting here, wrapping up. So, you know, been busy and stuff like that. So I guess we'll just jump right on into it. You know, Shelby, if you want to go first, and then Britt, I'll just ask you right afterwards.
Perfect.
What has this fall been like? And, you know, what kind of prep have you guys been doing on a daily basis to get ready for the spring?
So we started in August. With our fall, I guess, kind of off-season type stuff, since we're, of course, a primary spring sport.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically just consisted of getting back into the swing of things from the spring because we had no one really leave. All our starters came back. We had four new people come in, so it was kind of getting them caught up and getting them into, you know, what our, like, I guess, routine is.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing really new. We all had the same expectations and stuff coming in since it was just the same, basically the same team as last year that has come back. So
yeah. So you had an idea of what you guys have some good chemistry together as a team. So you're very
yes.
fluid and you understand what everybody expects out of each other.
Yes, we're very close. I think we have a bunch, like a huge junior class. You have some fifth-year seniors, some seniors, and then we had only one freshman come in, three transfers, one sophomore, two juniors. So it's a lot of experience.
Sounds like a very veteran-heavy
yeah.
team.
Yes, yeah.
That's really good. Britt, what has the baseball team been up to this year?
Yeah, kind of the same thing Shelby talked about. Came in August after we finished the year up in May. And it's a grind every day that we get after it. It's practice five times a week, weights three times a week. Just trying to get back to where we were towards the end of the season. We ended the season really well. I'd say we exceeded some expectations, making it to our conference tournament and getting a couple wins there. Coming back, we have a lot of new freshmen coming in. I have very freshman heavy class. I'd say we kept a good majority of our starters, so that's been good chemistry for all of us that have kind of meshed together. Took a while in the beginning, but I feel like it's really coming along as the fall has coming to a close here.
Yeah. So you mentioned about the roster,
right.
And I've noticed I was doing some research. And I noticed that Coach had brought in a lot of freshmen.
Yeah.
So that's got to be really good,
right.
You know, that, you know, you've got a lot of people interested in the program.
Right.
And that Coach is out there recruiting and bringing in talent. But how do you adjust to that? I mean, what do you guys have, like 50-something players or something?
I want to say it's close to 45.
45?
Yeah,
that's a lot of people on a baseball team. So what has that experience been like in bringing in those freshmen, showing them how you guys do it here, but also with that big of a roster?
Right. Kind of like I said, we have a lot of older guys that came back and wanted to finish their last year, so all those older guys have been trying to help out these young freshmen any way we can, because we've all went through it before. We've all experienced how the 4 years kind of flies by in college.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just trying to help them every step of the way we can, because we know that we're going to need them at some point in the season, and they're going to help us a lot throughout the longevity of the season, because it's a long season.
Yeah, so that's good. The depth will help
right.
provide
absolutely.
A lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great to see. I know that we're all excited about that. Shelby, has there been any team bonding festives that's been going on with the softball team? You know, did you guys get a chance to go out and hang out? Or maybe like cook dinner or something? Like, have you guys spent time to grow together and really build that bond and that chemistry on the team, you know, not just outside the softball field, you know?
Yes. We're very close because, of course, you know, we're all basically the same team. So we go out to team dinners all the time, and we try to, like, see each other, like, all the time, even off the softball field. And it really helps because we all live at the same apartment complex.
Oh, that is convenient.
So it's very, like, everybody's within walking distance. So that's kind of fun that everybody's in the same spot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know that it's got to be really important, too, that, you know, on the field is something very critical, but building that relationships and keeping those and maintaining them and building on top of them off the field will really go a long ways when it comes to that part of the season when it gets tough and the grind really has to come out and everybody has to step up a little bit more too. You guys are willing to go that extra mile for each other.
Yes, I think that the bond and the family feel is what will, I guess, push us in the spring. If you don't trust each other or love each other off the field or like as just people and you don't want to even be around each other, then, you know, there's not going to be the outcomes that you want. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah.
Britt, has the baseball team got a chance to catch up with each other since it's, you know, been a lot of practice, I'm sure, but, you know, it is, I guess, technically also off season, if right. you will. So has it been a chance for y'all?
Yeah. I feel like we're super close as a group because we're with each other all the time. Whether it be on the field or off the field, we're always trying to hang out with one another. Just always trying to see what's going on around the team because all the guys love hanging out with each other. I mean, it's as simple as I can put it. There's not any bad blood or no one has any specific feelings. We're all just one big group that wants to win games in the spring.
Yeah, that's super important, and I know that will really carry you guys. So you guys recently got some new stadium lights. And I know early in the fall semester, you guys did an under-the-lights scrimmage game, and a lot of the community came out. So has there been any other special events? I know that Coach really likes to put y'all out in the community and have you guys help in the community when you can. Have you guys been able to be a part of that in somehow, or have you guys been able to do something else as a team related, you know, just to kind of build off of that, or was the stadium light event really like the big event?
Yeah, I'd say the stadium event was our biggest event of the fall because we had previous alumni from 10, 15 years come out and just support our team because they're excited about the program now that they've seen some success in the previous years and they wanted to come out and be a part of it. And being under the lights was really special because the first time I'd ever seen the field illuminated, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So it was really good to see all the previous players come out and with the current players we have now, just talking to each other and getting to know, catch up, and some of the guys we had never met before. So that was a really cool event, and a bunch of the community came out as well, so that was awesome.
Yeah, I remember, you know, coming out watching for a little bit, and I remember seeing all the different uniforms,
right.
like the generations that have come through. I thought that was really cool to kind of just
right.
see like all the phases. So Shelby, you guys got a chance to do anything special? Any fun events, any fundraiser events, or help go assist in anything?
So we also had the huge Under the Lights event game, and we actually played in ours. We played our alumni.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was really fun to just kind of see everybody out there playing, everybody that had just, you know, been alumni from, like, years ago, and then your current team. I just thought that was really special. And then we're really big on volunteering, so that's what, like, we kind of do throughout the fall. Our coach is, like, heavy on community service and, like, being out there and supporting Augusta. So I just think that. And it's a chance for all of us to get together and do something good for the community. So,
yeah, that's great. And I know that that's really good for y'all's team and the university. You guys represent, you know, not just yourselves, but the rest of the university and the athletic department. And that definitely goes a long way. And people do take notice. So I think that is great. Do you remember who ended up winning the Under the Lights game? Was it the current players, or did the alumni come in and still have it within them?
I think we won by one.
Wow.
I think. I'm pretty sure.
I didn't know if we were keeping score or not,
team. I don't know if I didn't know we were keeping score, but I heard that we had won. So I'm just going to say, that somebody else is saying that
okay. we won. Yeah, because I remember watching that game and I was like, oh, okay, all right, the alumni, you know, they still got it.
Yeah, they did. They were really fun to, like, meet and stuff.
That's great. Yeah, it's good to just kind of see. I'm sure they were excited to be able to come back, too, and see the progress and the improvements that they've made, and knowing that when they came through, you know, they were able to leave in a place better and they found it, knowing that you guys have been able to get in this position and have bigger facility upgrades, because that's just awesome. And I know that every sport wants that, and it's huge when you get something like that too. I'm sure you guys are ecstatic about night games.
Absolutely.
Oh yes, I love night games. I'm so excited.
It'll be awesome. So I want to kind of transition into some winter training, because I'm not super familiar with kind of how y'all's winter workouts go, A, and B, kind of like, I guess, the independence behind them. You know, speaking from, like, my personal experience in cross country and stuff, you know, our coach gives us a plan, and he has that trust in us that we'll go out there and do it and, you know, continue the plan. But I'm sure it's very different for both baseball and softball. So if one of you guys just wants to, you know, explain that, you know, Shelby, what are you guys doing? And how does that work for, like, the off season and stuff like that, too?
I think kind of similar to you. It's a huge accountability thing. Our last day of practice, or, like, team individuals, were last week. So, you know, you can't do anything with your coach up until we come back in January. So it is very much like you have to stay on top of it yourself. Like our coach is relying on us to stay in shape, because if you're not doing anything for this whole next month, then you're basically starting over when you come back in January.
Yeah. And that would not be very good too. Yeah. Britt, what is coach having for you guys?
Yeah. Kind of the same thing that, Shelby's talking about. It's an accountability thing, because we have that off period of 2 months almost. And we hope guys can go home and lift on their own, because you can tell when after you take a 2 month break, and if you haven't done anything and you try and come back and I guess start playing, you can tell if someone hasn't been doing anything for 2 months. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Very, very early on, and I feel like that's where the older guys and, like, I'd say veterans kind of come into the picture with the younger guys. We have to make sure that they're always on top of things and they're not getting lazy, because they think that, oh, I made it through my first college fall, I can just kind of take it easy and kick my foot off the gas, because that's not how it works, because it'll be evident if you haven't done anything.
Yeah, so for obviously you guys have to stay in the weight room and, you know, maintain
right.
that. But what about, like, you know, for hitting and catching and, like, what, you know, the positions that you guys play? Because, Shelby, what position do you play?
Middle infield.
Pitcher.
And you're pitcher. So you have, Brett, you got to make sure that you are pitching still and
right.
making sure. So walk me through how you kind of stay sharp for that.
Yeah, especially after, because in the fall we throw a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that 2 week period when our fall ends to when we try to transition to winter, you can either start ramping your arm up more, or you can kind of take a 2 week light break, like you said, stay in the weight room, but, like, just don't throw as much, because as a pitcher you have to throw a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that month and a half, I guess, of winter, if you're not maintaining your arm, you're going to come back and you'll hurt it real quick, because you have to keep your body in shape, and if you don't do that over winter, it's not going to help the team out for the spring. So it's a lot of long days over the winter, whether it be weight room to throwing to conditioning. It's a lot of long days that you have to be committed to, and you have to really love the game to stay in that shape. So
yeah. And then, so do you guys have, like, batting cages back home that you guys can go to, or do you guys just go to, like, a park and just kind of hit balls or whatever, or just work on, like, mechanics and stuff? Because, I mean, I'm not the most knowledgeable person, but I do know that, like, baseball and softball, you do have to, you know, consistently work on your mechanics to stay
yes.
sharp.
There's a park, like, a mile down the road from where I live when I go home.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my dad go, and he'll just, you know, hit me ground balls. We'll do glove work, footwork drills, and then just do front toss on the field to stay all in shape and stuff with everything. Because you're right, you do have to hit, you have to throw. Because, I mean, Britt's right, you'll just hurt your arm. You can't not do anything for over a month.
Right. Is there like a certain time stamp? You're like, all right, I'm going to work out for this amount of hours in the morning, and then, like, you know, we'll hit the field later?
I don't think that is a huge factor. It's just a matter of getting it all in.
Okay.
I mean, you can, whatever order you want to do it in is... It doesn't really matter, but just make sure that it gets done.
Yeah, as long as you're getting your stuff in, you can do it whenever. There's no, like, oh, send a picture, you know.
Yeah.
Coach is like, oh, send this proof, you know, so I know
yeah.
you're doing stuff.
It's
gets
be,
back to that accountability.
Yeah, yeah. That's important, because for us, we have a running app called Strava, and it syncs right to our watch, and
right.
it uploads, and we can, and our coach can see what we've been up to, and our teammates too. So it's kind of all an accountability thing for us too. Like, if you know, we can see what everybody's doing on a day-to-day basis,
right.
and coach can too, and same thing for y'all. It's so obvious when someone hasn't done it. So, and it's frustrating too, you know, to, like, because, I mean, you're an NCAA athlete, you know, everybody wants to win, and especially for y'all's programs that are just continuing to grow in success and build, you know, on the field, off the field, recruiting and winning games and conference tournaments and stuff. I mean, that takes a lot, and people have to pull their weight if they want to be a part of it,
right.
too.
Absolutely.
So when we get back from Christmas break, hit the ground running.
Straight
I mean,
into
how much does it just skyrocket up?
Straight into it. First day practice. Everyone's getting their kind of their feet under the ground again. And that weekend, we're straight scrimmages from, I'd say 10 or 11 a.m. till about 4 p.m. We're there Saturday, Sunday, and we'll scrimmage probably on Fridays too. So,
wow.
Got to be ready when you get back, or else you will get left in the dust.
I bet.
Yes, that first day of class we come back to in January is the first day of practice. And just like Britt said, it's lots of scrimmages in January to get you ready for opening day, because you have basically less than a month until you open. So you really have to get a lot of live in and a lot of experience in, you know, before you start that. And, you know, then the season hits and it's, you know, heads down, you're going.
Heads down, going.
Yeah.
Now, since you guys are both veterans on your team, and you've been around the block a few times, is there something that you've noticed that, like, when you come out of Christmas break, you're at the tail end of it, and you're like, you know what's coming. Is there a little bit of extra prep that you put in over Christmas break, so when you get back, you're like, one step forward, or, like, you don't shock yourself? Is there something that you've noticed in yourself, or you, like, is there, like, a specific plan where you guys are like, it's time to keep the rest, because I know when I get back, it's going to get hard?
Right. I think I just try to keep a level head, mm-hmm. because especially, like you said, like, we've done it for so long, and it's a lot on your body. So, like, you don't try and overdo it, but you don't want to underdo it. Like, there's, like, a happy medium in between the two where you don't hurt yourself, but you're not out of shape when you get back, because, like we said, it's a lot. You know, it's a lot of hours that go into it, and you have to be ready to go when you get back.
Yeah, I agree. It's all about that balance you can find, because you don't want to overexert yourself, and, you know, you hurt yourself either way going over too much or doing, you know, too little. But the most important thing is to, of course, just keep staying in that shape to get back for January. But I agree with Britt. There is that happy medium, because we are all still people, and you can't just, you know, no one's Superman, so you
right.
can't just, of course, you know, work yourself too much.
Yeah,
but you got to stay in shape, so yeah.
Is there anything on the winter calendar that, like, you guys get excited about, like, either just, like, if there's, like, a workout that you guys know that you have coming up that you're like, yeah, I'm looking forward to this day, or you guys, it's just pretty consistent all the way through of just maintaining?
Yeah, I'd say it's more consistent than anything. I don't know, again, getting to see the people that you played high school with, you get to go home and see them and see how they're doing and, like,
yeah.
work out with them. It's pretty exciting, too, but just try and stay consistent the whole time.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know about for baseball specifically, but for us, like, today we actually got sent our Christmas break plan.
Nice.
So that starts, like, today up until, I guess, January when we come back for class.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just, you know, that's your plan. You do that, your workout plan. And then, like, back to that accountability, you've got to hit and throw your own. But that's, I mean, I love, you know, just going out and doing whatever. My dad and I have just done that since I was, like, 3 years old. I've played since I was that little. And he's always been the one that, like, goes to the field with me and stuff and helps me. So that's, like, the fun part for me is getting to, I guess, still go to the field with him.
That's great. That's always, you always got to love the support from mom and dad and when they want to go out
oh,
there
yeah.
too and
yes.
stuff. That's got to be awesome.
Absolutely.
So let's start talking about some team goals, because I know that you guys had a really – both of y'all had great seasons last year, so, you know, only want to go up from here. So, Shelby, what are some team expectations for this upcoming spring, and what is something that you guys want to reach as a team, and where's the destination? Like, you're like, we're going to be here no matter what.
For us, it's if you look and everybody knows, we started out very hot last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then conference came around, and it definitely took a turn that we didn't expect. So I think that goal this year is to just exceed how we do in conference. We want to do better in conference, because the past 2 years that I've been here, that's kind of been the turning point. We are in a very good conference. Peachville is a very good softball-like conference. You've got North Georgia, Columbus State. Everybody holds their own. So I think just we've got to come out and still, of course, start out hot. you know, that sets your tone for a conference. You know, February is all of your series, tournaments and stuff. But then around March is when conference will start, and we've just got to keep it going this year. We can't let up.
I got you. And did UNG win the national championship last year?
Yes,
yeah,
they did.
That's big to go up against, too. So
yeah,
I'm sure that's something that you guys are looking forward to playing, because, I mean, that's, you know, some of the best right there. So that will only elevate y'all and learn from that, too. So that's got to be a good experience, too, even though it, you know, is very stressful, I'm sure.
Yeah. I think for us, it's UNG and Columbus State always give us, you know, that run for your money type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to know that that is the competition you're up against, you know, that's fun to be like, oh, like I'm playing the 2023 national championship,
or
national champion. So, yeah.
Britt, what you guys got on deck, man?
Yeah. So we definitely, like I said earlier, we exceeded our expectations last year. We definitely turned some heads in our own conference. I'd say one of our biggest wins in program history last year was when we beat number one North Greenville.
That was huge.
Yeah,
that was huge.
It was awesome to experience. And then we kind of just took off. We had started kind of slow. It was kind of 500, like 5-5, 4-5. And then we played that game. We kind of took off from there. I think we won 7 in a row after that. And that's why I said we kind of turned some heads in our conference, and we made it to the conference tournament, won some games, won a couple games, and then lost to Columbus at the end of the year. So we know going in that we kind of have that target on our back now, that people don't have to overlook us because of the previous years that have gone into this program, because we know the expectations we've set for ourselves is to go and win that conference tournament this year. So that'll be huge for us.
Yeah, and that'll be great too. Is there any games on the calendar other than the conference tournament that you've got circled? Like, was there any maybe games last year that kind of left a personal mark, whether, you know, maybe a tough loss to a team or something, or one that you want back?
I'd say a big one that we've all circled is Georgia College coming here. We got swept in Milledgeville last year, and we took it kind of personal because we feel like we didn't play our best ball, but we have the talent to hopefully beat them this year. So we're all looking forward to that one.
Yeah, that'll be a great series for sure. And so this is y'all's both last season, correct?
Correct.
So what is something that you guys are looking to get out of this? You know, this is your last season as an NCAA athlete, you know, that, and I'm sure it's probably like, holy cow, you know, I'm sure it flew by. So is there anything personally you want to get out of this for the last season? You know, is there anything that you have left and that you want to make sure you get done?
I just want to go out, you know, with a good, like, I don't know. You want to go out with a bang, of course. But it is all about having fun and stuff like that. You've got to enjoy it. You can't just make it. It is your job, but you can't make yourself, you can't work yourself too much mentally, because then you're just not going to enjoy being out there. And I'm big on, you know, the fun aspect, because I grew up loving this sport. And you come to college, and yes, it's basically, you know, your work as an athlete. It's your full-time job. And that's why you have to love it. If you just work yourself to death, then I see no point in then just going out, because you're not putting in your full effort. So I just want to go out, and all of us love each other, because like I said, we're all basically the same team. So it's just, you know, having a good year with everybody that's probably my main thing to get out of this. Have fun for your last year. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. I would say what I want to take out of it is I've helped me in the class that I came in with help this program grow, because when we in that class came into now is night and day with how much this program has just got better, and people want to be around it. I just hope we can leave that like impact on the team for future years down the line, and people can look back and be like, that was the class that changed the history of Augusta baseball, is what I want to look at out of it.
I've definitely can tell that you guys have been moving up in the right direction for many, many years now, and I'm sure that is something that will carry on,
right?
You know, and making sure of that too, and with such a big class of freshmen like we talked about before too, that is a very pivotal thing, and if you guys can really help embed that, right. I think this team is going to take off too. And I know with the very veteran-heavy softball team, that's something that you guys really, I'm sure everybody personally was like, man, this is a lot. This is our last ride together. You know, let's make it count, you know?
Yes. So you have me and Lauren Barrett mm-hmm. are your 2 fifth years, which she has extra eligibility. But you have me and 2 other seniors on the team, Alyssa and Lauren Slade. And I think for all of us, like, we've been talking and stuff for about the senior year type of thing. And, you know, it didn't really hit me until last week, but that was, like, my last fall, you know. And then mm-hmm. this will be my last spring, and then I will hang up the cleats, you know, for the last time. And I think that really, when that comes, that's going to hit hard for all of us.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. But I know that you guys will both be grateful for the times that you had. And, you know, hopefully you guys can carry on your baseball and softball careers in some form of fashion, you know, afterwards too. But I know that you guys will leave a positive impact on both your programs this year, and everybody's really excited to see how both you guys are going to do individually and the team, and how you guys can help contribute and, you know, bring the teams up and continue the success you guys have built over the last few years.
Absolutely. We're excited for it. We're ready.
Mm-hmm. Time to get going.
We're super excited. So I just want to appreciate you guys for coming on today to sit down and talk to us about what's been going on behind the scenes this fall, since, you know, baseball and softball springtime, and not a lot of people, they forget about the work that y'all are putting in behind the scenes just as much now as there was, you know, right. in the spring too. So I really want to thank you guys for coming in and discussing that with us today. Thank you for listening today. And thank you again for our special guests, Britt Kelly and Shelby Summerlin. We'll be back soon with another episode. The Sports Squad is a production of Bell Ringer Phoenix Media. The producer today was Ethan Balducci. Ethan, thank you. The opinions stated here are those of the individuals, not Augusta University. You can find us at aubellringer.com, on the Augusta Press website, on Spotify, and on social media. Please send your comments to bellringerproduction@gmail.com. Have a great day and listen again soon. This is Patrick Moat saying so long. We're out.